I'm Marisol Castro.
And I'm Chef Plum.
And this is Seasoned, Connecticut Public Radio's seriously local food show exploring seasonal ingredients, celebratory food, and Connecticut cooks. We sat down with the co-owners of Bloodroot, a feminist vegetarian restaurant in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Selma Miriam, Noel Fury, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You build yourself sort of this feminist restaurant, feminist food. Why that and what does that mean?
I think about this a lot. Our primary purpose is to not eat any other sentient creatures. That's our primary purpose.
Wow.
Now, secondary, and this is surely feminist for heaven's sakes, and it is this inclusivity, it's this thing of trying to talk about, represent, study, promote all the different human beings on this earth, all the different cultures. And I certainly believe this with all my heart and soul, that the foods of different peoples are all wonderful in their own way. And I wanted to learn as much as I could about that.
Now we're going to head to the Bloodroot kitchen to visit Carol Graham. She's been cooking Jamaican jerk chicken at Bloodroot in Bridgeport for 11 years. It's a staple on the menu.
The sauce is right here. We have ginger, garlic, green onions, shallots, and thyme.
And look at the ginger. Look how thick those ginger slices are.
Here.
This is so aromatic. Once you start adding ginger and shallots, a couple of things you never realize are best friends. Ginger and shallots are best friends.
I know.
But now she's adding that brown sugar, which adds that sweetness to it. See the sweet and that sour kind of happening all at once, mixed in with that ginger. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm going to do some of the jerk sauce, what we just made.
Uh-huh.
Put some on here.
I kind of want to put that jerk sauce on everything in my life.
You can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Carol, this looks delicious. I'm excited to taste this. I already know that sauce is delicious. I can't wait to get in here and call this my dinner plate. Thank you so much for sharing.
Hi, I'm Marisol Castro. This is Seasoned. My next guest is food writer Melissa Clark. Melissa writes the weekly column A Good Appetite for the New York Times, and she's the author of more than 30 cookbooks. Melissa's article for the Times, The Meat Lover's Guide to Eating Less Meat, is a must-read for anyone who loves food and cares about the environment. Melissa, welcome to Seasoned.
Thanks so much.
Tofu. I have mixed feelings about tofu. I do know that it's high in protein, but is it really that good for us?
For me, I mean, I love the texture. You know, there's something, vegetarians who are listening, just bear with me for this, okay? This comparison, it might shock you, but there's something about tofu that reminds me of, you know, when you get a pork shoulder
and you have
that pillowy fat and it's braised before you break it down into carnitas? That's what tofu reminds me of. And I love that texture. And I think it's delicious and it's mild, but you can flavor it with whatever you want to flavor it with. Garlic and ginger and onions and, you know, soy sauce. I really believe that if you start from the place of what do I want to eat and really listen to your cravings and just at the same time, parallel thought, but maybe eat a little less meat and dairy, you're going to find other things. Allow yourself the openness to let all the other delicious things in the world come into your life.
And with that, I'm going to include some tofu and fry it up. And I'm going to have to call you and let you know if there was a mutiny in my house or not.
Please do.
Melissa Clark, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to Seasoned.